Right now, Cheryl Gasser joins me in the studio. It's our spring membership drive, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Make your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or call toll-free. You know, this is a new number, 888-202-2552. You can call 888-202-2552. Or go online at WPR.org to make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio.
And Joy, we have some great news. Last hour, we had a goal of $1,000. And thanks
Yay.
To 10 members, three of them brand new members, we made our goal. Thank you so very much. And now, of course, a new hour and a new goal, a bigger goal, $2,500 to raise in this 7 o'clock hour. And so won't you be the first this hour to get us started? Maybe you were listening last hour and think, you know, I'm going to make that pledge, but you didn't get a chance to get to your computer or to your phone. Now is the right time to do that. Make your pledge now online at WPR.org or give us a call toll-free 888-202-2552.
You know, it takes a lot of resources to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio and this service, all of these programs, are heard all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond, for that matter, go into bordering states and over the internet as well. Some of the financial support comes from the state of Wisconsin. Some comes from the federal government. Some comes from corporate underwriters. But one third of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget comes from you and listeners like you. That's why we're here today to ask for your support.
Well, the fact is that we need your help to keep this service strong. You value Wisconsin Public Radio and Joy's program and all that it brings to your life, information, education, entertainment, enlightenment. And now, please show how much you value it with your pledge of support. Go online to WPR.org. It's safe and secure. Or you can give us a call. It's toll-free, 888-202-2555. And you'll be doing your part to support the programming and the service that you've come to count on.
So what amount is comfortable for you? We had a $1,000 goal in our last hour, 10 people pledging that $1,000, meaning an average of about $100 per pledge in the last hour. But some people gave more than that. Some people gave less than that. Do you listen over the course of a week, maybe a few times a day, every day, a few times a week? How much do you pay for other media? How much do you pay for your newspaper or magazines or cable television? You get to choose how much to give to Wisconsin Public Radio. We don't decide for you. Any contribution makes you a member. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's 888-202-2552. New members are so incredibly important to Wisconsin Public Radio. The fact is that the more people support Wisconsin Public Radio, the more stable our financial situation is, and the better we are able to withstand the ups and downs of the economy. So if you've never contributed before, now know that your new membership will help to keep us strong and reliable and the station that you've come to depend on. You can still be the first call this morning. Become a member at 888-202-2552. Any amount is welcome, and you can pledge online at WPR.org.
Let me thank those who have called in already in our past hour. Timothy and Diane in Elkhorn, thank you so much for your pledge. Timothy and Diane say that this is the best radio around. Well, thank you so much. Marion Madison, thank you. She says, you are often the only voice of sanity. Well, good. I think she means all of the guests and all of the programming.
And you too, Joy.
That's very nice, Mary. Debbie in Laval, I enjoy all of the political shows and topics. Well, Debbie, then stay tuned because we have politics plenty coming your way in this hour. And we do try to do as much as we can to keep you, the voter, the citizen, informed on the political issues of the day. But we'll get to our talk about the politics of the gas tax and talk to Cheryl Gasser a little bit later. You can make your pledge, though, at WPR.org or 888 202-252-2552. Help us reach that $2,500 goal set for this 7 o'clock hour. Well, joining me now to talk about gas prices and politics and whether we should have a gas tax holiday is Dennis Riley, professor of political science at UW-Stevens Point. And we welcome your questions for him and your thoughts on what the presidential candidates are saying about high gas prices. Professor Riley joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So if I'm not mistaken, it was John McCain who proposed this idea first of this federal gas tax holiday. And let's listen to him.
I propose that the federal government suspend all taxes on gasoline now paid by the American people from Memorial Day to Labor Day of this year. The effect will be an immediate economic stimulus, taking a few dollars off the price of a tank of gas every time a family, a farmer, or a trucker stops to fill up. Over the same period, our government should suspend the purchase of oil for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which has also contributed to the rising price of oil. This measure, combined with the summer-long gas tax holiday, will bring a timely reduction in the price of gasoline. And because the cost of gas affects the price of food, packaging, and just about everything else, these immediate steps will help to spread relief across the American economy.
Well, that sounds good. What's wrong with that, Professor Riley?
Well, it depends on who you listen to, but for the most part, I think the energy and economic experts say that it would have very, very little impact. We don't really know if that 18-cent a gallon tax would be immediately taken off the price. It probably would, but it might not make much difference in an intermediate run because the price of gasoline is very volatile. It goes up and down, seemingly staying up most of the time during the summertime anyway. So if that whole 18 cents disappeared in a set of price increases spread over 3 weeks, it really isn't going to make very much difference and return very much money to the economy. Senator McCain says a few dollars a tank, but it's $1.80 on 10 gallons or $3.60 on 20 gallons, and you're starting to get to most people's tank capacity by the time you get to 20 gallons. So
yeah, the figure I was hearing from the critics, including Barack Obama, is that over the whole summer, this might save us $25.
Well, that's probably fairly close, and at least one analyst that I saw last night on the NewsHour said we probably wouldn't end up getting any of it, because it's of the complex way in which that gasoline tax is paid. You and I pay it, but we pay it at the pump, but we don't write a check to the federal government for it. Somebody else does. And so where does that take place? The retailer sends the check, the oil company sends the check, somebody pays the government. They're the ones who are going to get the immediate rebate, and the assumption is it'll come back to us, but that's a tenuous assumption. Mm-hmm. According to this analyst, he didn't think, given what would happen to gas prices this summer, that we would ever see that 18 cents.
Well, I guess I'm asking for it here, but why then John McCain has all these experts analyzing this before he even makes this proposal? Why make it then?
Well, I mean, you make it because you want to say, in his case, you want to say something about helping people in difficult economic times. But most of what he says is about cutting people's taxes, and they won't feel that for a while, and some of them maybe not at all. So you want something that's immediate, that indicates that you're in touch with the fact that people feel that they're paying too much for gasoline at the pump and on and on. And so a way of seeming to be in touch is say, let's do something that's immediate, let's do something that will help you out this summer, and so on. He has to have access to experts that say it's not going to come out that way. But he also probably has access to advisors who are saying, well, it might, and it's worth a try.
Mm-hmm. Our guest, Dennis Riley, professor of political science at UW-Stevens Point, talking with us about the politics of the gas tax proposals and the politics of high gas prices. Do you want a federal gas tax holiday as proposed by John McCain and, for that matter, supported by Hillary Clinton? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
I think we should look seriously at having a gas tax holiday as long as we can make up the lost revenues for the Highway Trust Fund. And I think we could do that if we put a temporary windfall profits tax on the oil companies. We could actually take the costs off of drivers And while we're waiting to implement our energy policy, if the President of the United States tomorrow went out into the Rose Garden and said, I'm serving notice on the oil-producing countries and the oil companies that we intend to move toward energy independence. I have sent legislation to the Congress. I will work with them to get it passed as soon as possible. We cannot continue being literally over the barrel of $120 a barrel oil. If the president would say that, I am predicting to you the price would drop.
That's Hillary Clinton giving us her stand on a federal gas tax holiday and what else she thinks is needed because of the high gas prices. We're all feeling the pain over. Talking about the politics of the gas tax and high gas prices with Dennis Riley, professor of political science at UW Stevens Point. So, Professor Riley, Hillary Clinton says, sure, I'll go along with a suspension of the federal gas tax over the summer, but what we need to do is tax the profits of the oil companies, too.
Right. She did. She has indeed said that, and it's hard for me to imagine that if 41 Republicans in the Senate can get out of bed in the morning, a windfall profits tax is going to pass.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a non-starter. But I understand why she would say it. She would vote for it if it came up in the Senate when she was around. So I understand her point of view, but that's not going to happen. So it won't be paid for that way. It'll be paid for if we put the money in the trust fund, we'll have to borrow it. And our main source of funds at the moment is the Chinese National Bank and other Chinese investors and some other Asian investors and even the Saudis, which would be pretty funny, actually, if they loaned us the money to buy their oil back. But, you know, we aren't going to be able to pay for it that way, so that's a non-starter. So it's back to the question of whether that gas tax holiday would make much difference, and the question of whether she actually believes that the President of the United States in the Rose Garden could say anything that would move the oil-producing countries to reduce the price of oil.
Yeah, in fact, what the president said, I don't know if he's in the Rose Garden or not, but he said, I can't wave a magic wand and easily make high gas prices go away. Was he right?
Well, I'm sure he's right, yeah. I mean, gas prices are driven by so many things, including the price of oil, but not exclusively. This $115, $118 a barrel oil hasn't hit the gasoline market yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually the price that's being paid for oil to be delivered 30 days from now. So we're still working on the stuff that was delivered to the refineries a month ago or 6 weeks ago or eight weeks ago, and still the prices have gone up to the point at which people are calling for gas tax holidays and all sorts of other things. Then there's refining disruptions and, you know, things that happen on a pipeline in Nigeria. I mean, it's apparently a pretty fragile delivery system that takes oil out of the ground and puts gasoline here at my local Shell station. So, no, the president has no magic wand. Now, I'm sure that he did what he was expected to do in the sense that then said, why don't we drill in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge,
mm-hmm.
which is a way of waving a red flag in front of environmentalists. And so they will then say, well, no, we absolutely can't do that. And then he will say, well, then you don't want any more supply. I mean, we've been through that dance for years, and it always ends up the same way. We don't go drill there.
Yeah.
And if we did, it wouldn't help gas prices for the next several years until that's online and delivered and goes into a world market where, as we know now, there's driving some of the prices in the world market are people who have money to invest and don't feel like investing it in anything other than a commodity they see having a rising price. So some of it is actually speculators, but how do you get speculators out of any rising market?
Yeah. We're going to take some calls, and we'll talk more after the news about Barack Obama's stand on this and how this is playing maybe in Indiana, where Hillary Clinton went on a ride to work with a voter in Indiana yesterday. But to the phones we go. Bruce and Shatek, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yes, Professor, I was wondering if they stopped the mandate of ethanol additives, how much that would drop the price of fuel. And also, I do believe that the drilling may not help in time, but would push us to energy independence in the future, as well as increased refinery capacity.
I don't, do you know about...
Some of that I'm not exactly an expert on.
Right.
But there's not much question that ethanol, at least corn-based ethanol, is beginning to be really seriously questioned as a way of helping us out, because it costs so much to produce a gallon of corn-based ethanol to mix in with the gasoline that it may be economically driving up the price. And clearly it's driving up the price of food as land is converted from other crops to corn to grow to make ethanol. Other food prices go up. So it seems to have not been such a tremendous idea. As far as drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife, that is a legitimate question. Will it move us toward energy independence? The question is, can you move toward energy independence by increasing the supply of fossil-based fuels anymore? Or do you have to get outside of the fossil-based? And oil is a world market. So if we drill there, there's no guarantee that oil will end up here.
Right.
You know, it will go into the world oil market, and to police the idea that you can make sure some oil from there goes only to our places. I don't know that anybody can tell one barrel of oil from another once it's in the barrel.
Let's take another call. Vern and Nina. Hi, Vern. You're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you for being on the air.
Well, thanks for calling, Vern. You got a buzz on your phone, so I'm going to ask you to be brief.
Okay, I'll be brief. My problem is that I don't believe in taking the gas tax off because it does no good. We need it for our highways.
Yeah, you know, that's being brought up a lot, too. They're saying this is going to cost thousands of jobs for highway maintenance if we would do this. Is that right, Professor Riley?
Well, if we don't replace that money in the highway trust fund with something, then sure, because that's what it goes for. Highway maintenance is very heavily labor-intensive, so there's a lot of people that get paid. Some of those are seasonal jobs for college students. Some of them are seasonal for other kinds of workers. And so, it would hit those people pretty hard without those kinds of jobs. And there are small contractors that have some of these that have other obligations and responsibilities. It could make a huge difference. And we know that our infrastructure, our highway structure, is not in the best shape in the world.
Right. Let me hold you there, Professor Riley, and we'll catch up after news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio as we talk more about the gas tax holiday that's being proposed by presidential candidates John McCain and Hillary Clinton, opposed by Barack Obama. We'll talk more about that coming up after the news. But first, I'm joined once again by Cheryl Gasser. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy.
Because this is spring membership time, our pledge drive for the spring. We are working toward a $2,500 goal during this hour, and so far have raised $160 toward that goal.
Thank you so much for your support, for your contributions in support of everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, but we'd love to hear from you during Joy's program. As a matter of fact, Joy, you started hosting the morning show 5 years ago today. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you so much. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. I can't believe it's been 5 years since starting this job. I've been at Wisconsin Public Radio a lot longer than that, but 5 years of hosting these programs, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. It's been a pleasure, and I hope a worthwhile for you to hear from all of the guests like Dennis Riley and all of the politics we talk about, all of the issues that are important to you. And I hope that you will make a pledge of support to support this programming.
888-202-2552. That's the number to call. You can also pledge online at WPR.org. For all of the programming that Joy brings you, you get on Mondays the State Capitol Report with Sean Johnson. On Fridays, she wraps up her week with the Week in Review with two wonderful guests. You'll hear that show tomorrow. We know it's the favorite program of a lot of people throughout the week. And in between, you get 15 incredible hours a week with Joy. She covers politics, health, the environment, education. She does it all, and she does an amazing job. She's smart. She's funny. And she's here for you every day. She puts in so much to this program. I think listeners, Joy, have no idea what it takes for you to get ready for a show like this. You're here bright and early, well before
dark
showtime.
Dark and early.
At 8 o'clock. here getting ready for the show, doing what is best for our listeners, pushing your producers to put the best programs together, like this one with Dennis Riley on the gas tax. It's in the news. It's on your mind. And here we are talking about it. What's that worth? Pledge your support, 888-202-2552 or online at WPR.org.
Pledge $120 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio and you will receive, we will mail it to you whether you want it or not, the member benefit card. The member card is like a credit card. You go to a restaurant that's participating and you can present it and get 2-for-1 entrees. You can get a lot of other benefits at arts attractions and what else? Beds and breakfasts, all sorts of different benefits and reduced costs at these places. $120 a year or more. We will send you the member benefit card, a year-long reminder of your support of Wisconsin Public Radio for $10 a month or $120 a year or more. Just pledge online at WPR.org or call toll-free 888-202-2552.
888-202-2552. It's really a simple equation. Funding equals quality, and quality requires investment. Part of that investment comes from you. Your contribution allows us to bring you this program and others of the highest quality on public radio. So please pledge your support for the quality radio you hear every day on Wisconsin Public Radio, securely online at WPR.org or toll free 888-202-2552.
We will check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Then we'll continue talking about gas prices and the politics of gas prices with our guest after the news. Continue to take your calls and asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio during this very, very brief pledge drive, WPR.org. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 7:36 on this Thursday, May the 1st, talking about gas prices this hour, the politics of high gas prices, and the proposal by presidential candidates John McCain and Hillary Clinton that we should suspend the federal gas tax for the summer, the gas tax holiday, as it's being called. That's an idea that Barack Obama doesn't like.
This is the problem with Washington. We're facing a situation where oil prices could hit $200 a barrel. Oil companies like Shell and BP just reported record profits for the quarter, and we're arguing over a gimmick to save you half a tank of gas over the course of the entire summer so that everyone in Washington can pat themselves on the back and say that they did something. Well, let me tell you something. This isn't an idea designed to get you through the summer. It's an idea designed to get them through an election.
What do you think of the idea? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Talking about this with Dennis Riley, professor of political science at UW Stevens Point. And I'm wondering, Professor Riley, if Barack Obama might be right, but the voters might like the other idea better.
Well, that's the risk he's taking. Mm-hmm. I think he thinks he's right. I think most experts probably think he's right, that it won't do very much good. And it is pretty clearly aimed at a short-term political concern on the by both McCain and Clinton, in the sense that McCain needed to establish some credentials as caring about people in the economy, and Senator Clinton, who does care, I'm not suggesting she doesn't, I'm not suggesting McCain doesn't, only that she sees a short-term time horizon for her chances for the nomination, and maybe this will swing a few of those lower middle class, working class, struggling voters, a few more to her side, and that might be the difference in Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, did you see her driving to work with the voter yesterday and gassing up in Indiana?
Yeah, I did. I saw two different versions of them, and the Keith Olbermann version of it was a little less kind.
Oh. I missed that. It's too past my bedtime. But, yeah, I guess she also had problems with a coffee machine at that service station, which looked like she might have been a little bit out of touch there. But anyway, David in Fort Atkinson is with us. Hi, David. You're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. I'll try to make this brief because my voice is is fading away on me here due to a cold.
I'm sorry.
I'm opposed to the gas tax holiday for the simple reason that it does not do anything meaningful. Barack Obama had it exactly right. I'm glad you played that clip just before I got on. Although I don't support Mr. Obama, he had it exactly right. But once again, notice he has no solution. We have major problems in our economy. The price of oil is related to those problems. Our currency is losing value like crazy, and that is driving the price of oil higher. And we have leaders who have no vision. They don't think outside the box. I'd like to propose something. We need a solution that will last us for the next 100 years. Here's my solution. I propose that the United States adopt an Apollo-scale project to develop a commercially sustainable fusion reactor. And we power our economy on fusion, which runs off of something the planet has an abundance of.
Yeah, I appreciate the solution, David, but neither of us are big experts on fusion. So let me ask Professor Riley about his point that he agrees with Barack Obama, but says, hey, Barack Obama didn't offer any proposals for a solution. Is that right, Professor Riley?
Well, in the short term, he didn't. Of course, he didn't say we should do anything in addition to getting money back into your pockets. And I think he's recognizing there is no short-term solution for rising gasoline prices. So what you have to look at is the question of does he have long-term solutions in terms of alternative energy sources and other sorts of things that might drive down the price of energy per se rather than oil or gasoline exclusively. Does he? I think so. But then I think Senator Clinton has some that are not so terribly different from his. So I'm not sure that drives much of a wedge between them, and right now each is looking for an advantage over the other.
Yeah. Randy in Eau Claire is with us now. Hi, Randy.
Hi. I have lots of things to say, but your screener seems to want to keep me on a short leash, so I'll just say that I think it's a terrible idea. I think that it's pandering politically. I find it amazing that a Democratic nominee for president is aligning herself with Republicans on an issue such as this. And I think, financially, it makes no sense whatsoever from the standpoint of where's the money going to come from to maintain our roads and infrastructure. And after we've experienced bridges falling into rivers and people losing their lives because of it, I think that we need to bite the bullet. And the price of gas is probably correct. And if anything, it's probably not high enough based upon reducing demand.
Thank you, Randy. And I hope you got enough of your say anyway. Professor Riley?
Yeah, well, we're getting a lot of people that are saying essentially the same things as we've said earlier and some experts have said. It's probably not going to make much difference to people's pocketbooks because the 18 cents a gallon they'd get back will be eaten up by some other price increase in gasoline anyway. So it's not going to make much difference there. It could be harmful to the infrastructure. So it does seem like kind of an odd idea to have floated as long as it has and to have attracted the support of two of the three major candidates. And it does suggest that there must be some short-term political calculation that at least those two have made that makes it make sense in their minds politically.
Yeah. Mary in Reedsburg, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I kind of liken this idea to putting a Band-Aid on cancer. It's simply 3 months. I do believe that the gas prices will raise anyway. And then while this happens, and then all of a sudden at the end of the summer, we're going to pay 18 cents more. I think people are going to drive more during the summer, which I don't think that maybe they can even keep the demands. So I think it's a terrible idea, and I think it's just a political ploy to shoot Hillary and John McCain ahead, and I totally agree with Barack Obama. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mary. Well, I've heard that argument being made, too, that even if this federal gas tax is lopped off for the summer, that we are all going to drive more. And then because of supply and demand, the gas prices will go up and make up for that reduction of the gas tax.
Well, I think that's certainly true. Mm-hmm. The price of gasoline, one estimate I saw was that it could go up as much as 50 cents a gallon more over the next 8 to 10 weeks. Well, that's going to swallow the 18 and then some, and then the 18 has to come back at the end of the year, at least the end of the summer. So we're not really going to be driving on cheaper gasoline. We always drive more in the summer. So, and we also have to face the fact that this $115 a barrel oil that's for June 1st delivery is going to be delivered on June 1st, refined, and that price has to be thought about. And I'm trying to think. I think it was David who talked about the dollar. If the dollar continues to slide, that raises other kinds of problems. I mean, oil prices go up in dollars because people are trying to recover the decrease in the value of the dollar. That is, international investors in the oil business are trying to recover that decrease. So we have so many complicated factors that playing with an 18-cent tax isn't going to make much difference.
You know, but why not, if you're a presidential candidate, propose this gas tax holiday until November 8th or whatever? I mean, because the gas prices will go up then before the election.
Well, actually, that's a kind of an interesting point. I suppose, you know, it's mindset, it's bracketing the two big holidays in which we consider ourselves the driving season and we're on vacation and we do, you know, so let's bracket it with those two holidays. And then maybe it'll be less obvious what we're doing and we bracket it with the election.
We're going to check weather and then more calls for Dennis Riley, professor of political science at UW-Stevens Point, as we talk about the proposed gas tax holiday that we are hearing from presidential candidates John McCain and Hillary Clinton, opposed by Barack Obama. We wonder what you think, what questions you have. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
These days, it costs $50 to fill up the tank. How can Indiana families afford that? Hillary Clinton knows it's time to act. Take some of the windfall profits of big oil to pay to suspend the gas tax this summer. Investigate the oil giants for price gouging and collusion. Make the oil companies invest in new clean energy sources to free us from foreign oil and bring gas prices down to earth. With gas this expensive, talk is cheap. It's time for leadership.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
An ad that is playing in Indiana with the gas prices and the gas tax, the subject of this ad in Indiana. We wonder what you think about the gas prices, the proposed gas tax holiday, and we welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest, Dennis Riley, professor of political science at UW-Stevens Point. So, Professor Riley, how's this issue going to play in Indiana, do you think?
Well, I wish I knew, but it certainly, from our callers this morning, doesn't sound like it would play extremely well around here if we were having our primary again. I can't imagine Indiana voters are so much very different than Wisconsin voters in that sense. I think a lot of people probably see it's not really going to make very much difference. But it will play with some people. I mean, if you're close enough to the margins, I suppose, you know, you're really hurting for money. Think of anything, and it sounds like it might be more than it turns out it would be. My students were astounded yesterday when I said you had to use 1,000 gallons of gas to get $180 back.
Wow. Yeah. David in Sussex, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing, Joy?
Good.
I just wanted to make the case that basically a long time ago, 20 years ago, as a matter of fact, friends of mine that were liberals were trying to say that we needed higher gas prices, that would manipulate people into driving less and conserving more and all that kind of stuff. And so it was exactly what they've wanted for a long time. Now, the other problem that I have with it is I think that we should have a repeal of the gas tax permanently. Let's lay off 1,000 bureaucrats per month until we get to the point where we can get enough money for the government to fix the roads. As far as I'm concerned, I really think that the government is so bloated, that's part of our problem. Mm-hmm. We've got people running for president like Mrs. Clinton, who have never had to pay a bill in her life, I don't think. She can't even run a coffee machine.
Oh, no.
Kid can run a coffee machine, and, you know, they're barely out of diapers, I think. You know, you could probably run, you know, get soda out of a machine. And here this lady doesn't even know what the price of gas is. She's never had to probably fill one up.
Well, so she's going to get some flack over that coffee machine snafu. Professor Riley, a quick reaction to what David had to say.
Well, liberals, in fact, did, environmentalists in particular, did think for a long time we needed higher gas prices. And some of them are now sort of quietly behind the scenes suggesting maybe this will make a breakthrough in the American psychology about the automobile, but I'm not entirely convinced that it will, so we'll just have to see how that plays out. As far as Senator Clinton having a little trouble with the coffee machine, that's one of those things that just stalks candidates. But not knowing about the price of gasoline, it would cost a small fortune in Secret Service protection for her to go fill a tank.
Right.
So it'd be silly.
One more from Barry in Madison. Hi, Barry.
Hi, good morning. I think this is just another example of diversion from the real issue, which is, the military-industrial corporate complex running Washington and the corruption, which if we focus on every day, we'd get more to the point. But having said that, I think raising taxes on gas is really the honest thing to tell the people, one, to maintain the maintenance of our infrastructure that supports transportation, but also to set aside money for investment in alternative energy.
All right, Barry, what about that, Professor Riley?
Well, that's been the dream of many environmentalists and a lot of liberals for a long time, to actually raise that tax enough to cover all kinds of other things, and maybe it'll happen someday.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Dennis Riley, professor of political science at UW Stevens Point. We thank him for being with us. Coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, we will talk more about your health. We will welcome in Sanjay Gupta. He is CNN's chief medical correspondent, and he has some advice for us on how to live longer and healthier. Dr. Sanjay Gupta coming up after 8 o'clock. Joining me right now in the studio, Cheryl Gasser. Because it is our spring pledge drive, we are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's easy to do. Go online at WPR.org or call toll-free 888-202-2552 and make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio and help support this program and all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio.
We have a goal this hour of $2,500. We made our goal last hour. Let's do it again this hour. So far, $380 raised toward that $2,500 goal. Still a long way to go, but we can do it with your support, with your pledge. Any amount will help us to reach that goal, to get closer to that goal for the hour. So make your pledge now. Do it online, safe and secure, WPR.org, or you can call us toll-free at 888-202-2552. Either way, just decide to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio and make your pledge now.
The Ideas Network gives you important information and advice, and you won't find a service like this anywhere else in the country. I wonder if you've benefited at all from the information that you hear every day on Wisconsin Public Radio, political information to help inform you as you vote this fall, maybe advice that you've heard on your health, as we will be talking about in our next hour. How much is that worth to you? Maybe you've learned something or been influenced in some way by what a guest has said. Maybe it's motivated you to get involved in a particular issue. Pledge your support in appreciation for the Ideas Network securely online at WPR.org or call toll free and make that pledge of any amount to 888-202-2552.
And you might be wondering how much you could contribute, you should contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio, and that's the beauty of it. It's completely up to you. There are no set levels. We ask you to take a look at your budget, take a look at how much you listen to and how much you get from Wisconsin Public Radio. Can you afford $10 a month? How about $20 a month? It's up to you. Any amount at all makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, and you can put it on an installment plan. Make it easy. Put it on your credit card or sign up for electronic funds transfer. Either way, you're doing your part to help keep Wisconsin Public Radio going strong. Online at WPR.org or by calling us at 888-202-2552.
Whether you're in the car, at home, or at work, you can listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. You can listen online, even if you're across the country, at WPR.org anytime. You can get podcasts of some of our programs and put them on your MP3 player. It's a great way to keep Wisconsin Public Radio in your life no matter what you're doing. So pledge now to support the accessibility of of Wisconsin Public Radio, online at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's 888-202-2552 or online at WPR.org. And maybe your employer provides matching funding for donations like this. You could double and possibly even triple your pledge. If you don't know whether your employer will match your gift, so just what you should do is pledge today and then ask your human resources department next time you get a chance. Either way, pledge your support now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We have a goal of $2,500 this hour, and we want to get as close to that goal as we can, and we can do it with your support.
Thanks to everybody who's called in a pledge so far this pledge drive, and it's a short one just today and tomorrow for this program, so don't delay. Thank you so much if you've called in your pledge or if you're already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to Doris in Chippewa Falls, who says that this is the only radio station she listens to. And thanks to Abdu in Milwaukee, because he says, I wanted to become a new member of Wisconsin Public Radio, has been listening for a very long time. Thanks, Abdu, and welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio. You can join all of the members of Wisconsin Public Radio by calling 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org.
I started listening to the state station, and it's been my companion ever since.
Wisconsin Public Radio has been a favorite of mine, I would say, for about the last 11, 12 years. I enjoy it so very much.
We just have been at this public radio listening for at least 15 years, and I've, you know, certainly tried to contribute over all those years.
I started listening way back when I taught in a rural school. I used the program Let's Draw and the music program, and that's, I think, where it started. And I'm glad that we have good reception down here. Sometimes it's difficult when you get further away than that, but I surely hope it continues.
Well, it will, with support from listeners like you. Thanks to all those supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, joined by Cheryl Gasser, to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's really easy. Just go online, WPR.org, or call toll-free 888-202-2552.
We have a goal in the 7 o'clock hour of $2,500 to raise this hour to stay on track for the overall drive. So we want to do our part here on Joy's program. You can help us. You are the one who has to make the decision to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio at any level. So far, thanks to the very generous four contributors, we've raised $380 towards that goal, but still a long way to go and not much time. Your pledge will help us to get closer to that goal. Make your pledge now securely online at WPR.org or call toll-free 888-202-2552.
Pledge because you value what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, and you know that Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported radio, that a third of our budget comes from listener contributions. Do it because you appreciate hearing all of the information from the community leaders, the authors, the politicians, the writers, the thinkers, the experts who are on this program and all of the talk shows that you listen to every single day. We do this because it's important to make connections, connect you with the ideas. We bring people and ideas together, and it's important for you to help fund it with your contributions. 1-800-202-2552. Call that toll-free number and make a pledge of any amount. 1-800-202-2552. Or go online at WPR.org.
And actually, Joy, it's 888. The 800 number has been changed.
Did
it's
I
the
say
new
800?
Number. So the
okay.
Right number, 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552, or online at WPR.org.
Again, thank you so much if you have already called in your pledge. Time for you and a line for you at 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine with Cheryl Gasser. This is the Ideas Network.